Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. We were discussing the sugya of Ladidi Shavali, Kedushin Zayin Beis Chesam and Aleph. And again, we are basing our Torah on the shiurim of Agon Rabbi Yaakov Ruderman Zichrono Levracha. And we see from the Gemara that even in a place where you need a certain shavius, where you need a certain amount, like for example in Pidgin HaBen, where you need five slaim, the receiver can take an object that's not worth so much, and he can say that for him it's worth that amount of money, and it's effective as if it was worth all that money. But the Gemara makes a t'nai, and the Gemara says that this is mutneh, this is contingent on the receiver being an adam gadol. Ela begavru rabu, kagon Rav Kahana. So, such a person, a gavru rabu, can establish something as being worth more than its actual value. But charcoal adam, they can't say ladidi shavali. They can't say that it's worth to me more than its actual shavius. And therefore, we have a big kasha in the Rambam. The Rambam, ne'eman l'shitaso, that he seems to contradict the Gemara so often. Obviously, we can always be miyashev, that's the aravoda. The Rambam, in Ilchos Bikurim, in the 11th paragraph, in Ilchos Zayin, writes, nasin lo kli sheno shava bashuk. Hey, slime, if he gives a coin a kli, that's not worth five slime. And the coin was makabalit in lieu of the five slime, pinos padui. And Mekana ben Shoel. Here we have a question. The question is, what happened to the requirement of him being a gavur rabba? The Rambam wasn't mechalik between an adam choshim and shar b'nei adam. I ain't shum b'kesef mishnah. The tzarechiyun. Why the Rambam isn't mechalik like the Gemara is? So, in Bechoros, in the Yud Beis Amud Beis, we have in the Mishnah, hamafrish pidyon peter chamor v'mei. Somebody's mafrish the redemption of the firstborn donkey, the seh, and then it dies. Rabbi Lezer Omer Chayovim Achriyuso, he's responsible for it, and he has to replace it like the five slime of the sun. And the Chachamim say he's not Chayiv Achriyuso. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yosef, my time to Rabbi Lezer. What's Rabbi Lezer's reason that he's Chayiv Achriyus? Because it says, Achbado Tiftes Bechor Adam is Bechor Behema, so we make a Hekesh, Ma Bechor Adam Chayiv Achriyuso, Afuchor Behema Tmeya, Chayiv Achriyuso. So we have a, so both of them, both of Bechor Adam and Bechor Behema, Yechayiv Achriyus. You have to make sure that it actually comes in the hand of the Kohen. Just like the five slimes, so too if the animal dies, it's no good. So we have Machlokas, Rebbe Eliezer, and the Rabbonon. Do we learn Pidyon Peter Chamor from Pidyon HaBen? Rebbe Eliezer says, you do. And the Chum says, you don't. The five slime, you have to make sure it goes in the hands of the Kohen, but not if the Pidyon Peter Chamor dies, according to the Chum, you're off the hook, you're not Chayv Bachrayis. The Ma'arit Al-Ghazi, Perak Aleph, Osud Gimel, Oskot and Dalet, writes that through this hekesh, we can also learn fakert, that just like there's a din, hafrasha bepidyon peter chamor, shadei hafrasha bilvad chol dinam alaseh, that just separating the seh already creates dinam on the seh. That it's already considered. You see, according to the chachamim, ein chayiv ma'achor yusa. It's already done. There's already a din on this seh, that it's already pidyon peter chamor. So sell to a pidyon aben. And Rabbi Eliezer learns that you're chayiv b'achrayis, and he compares it to the chamesh slayim of the sun. He says that it's not enough. You still have to, you're responsible for it, and he compares it to the chamesh slayim. So even though you separated it, but since it didn't get to its destination, it's not enough. But there's already a din hafrasha here. And they just argue how far the din hafrasha goes, but there's a din hafrasha. So we can compare this now to, just like by hafrasha, their din amandaseh, sotu by pidgin haben, that the din is that through the hafrasha, the most become mamon kohen. And now all you have is the mitzvah of nesina. So he says there's a din on the most. You do hafrasha, it becomes mamon kohen. And all that's left now is the avah mitzvah of nesina. We also find Badas Rashi, Varosh, Ayimrit Al-Ghazi, Osam Chzayin, Os Katan Gimel, Perkhes, that they hold that even if you don't have to give the Chamei Slaim to the Kohen, there's still a Din HaFrush on the money. And you have to be Mafrish, the five Slaim, and then you can keep them for yourself. If there's a Din that you don't have to give it to the Kohen for whatever reason. But you still have to do that frusha of the five slime. Let's say you can't prove he's a Kohen, maybe. But you still have to do that frusha. Chin mavur b'divrei Rashba and the Tshuvas and Chelik Aleph Siman Yud Ches. There's an afrusha b'pidgin haben mevad mitzvus nesina. Just like by pidgin Petra Chamor, there's already a din afrusha on the seh. And then beyond that, there's a mitzvah nesina l'kohen. So too, when it comes to pidgin haben, there's a din hafrasha, separating the money and then giving the money. So we'd like to sweeten this yesod, or the Rit Al-Ghazi, that, again, what's the yesod of the Rit Al-Ghazi? That just like there's a din hafrasha by seh, there's also a din hafrasha by pidgin petra chamor. Because we learn one from the other. Right? Rabbi Lezer learns chayev machriyusa like pidgin haben. So just like you can learn chayev machriyusa pidgin haben, you can learn from here to we learn something from pidgin haben, you can also learn something to pidgin haben. Just like here, there's dinam on the seh already in the hafrasha, so too. There is dinim on the there are dinim. There's a din of hafrasha on the chamei slaim also. It's not just a mitzvah nesina l'kohen. There's also a din of hafrasha, just like this din of hafrasha saseh. So like we said, now we're going to sweeten this a little bit. We find this is a chilek between the din of erchin and the din of hakdoshos. Somebody says erki alai, and he separates money. He says my value, and the Torah assigns different values to different people of different ages and different genders. And then the money was lost. So he's chayev b'achri yusan. He is responsible for this money. He has to make sure the Beis HaMikdash gets the money. But if somebody's po'd the hekdesh and the money gets lost, he's not chayev b'achriyus. And so we learn in Chulin, Tavkuf lametes, v'nasenor, v'nasen es erkha b'yom hu kodesh l'shem, matam adlomer, l'fi shematzinu b'akdoshes, u'maisris, shemischalan amol shebechulin, negir v'o she'avdu ein chayev b'achriyusan, yochal avzekein, tam lo v'nasen es erkha chulin, ad shiavo lidei gizbar. So, the Gemara says, v'nasen in the Braisa, you give your value, it's kodesh l'Hashem. Ma Talmud Lomar, what is the Torah teaching you? Since we find by Hekdeshos, and Maestras, that they're Mischalel, that they can be redeemed. And Mos Chulin. Meiser Sheni and Hekdesh, you can redeem them on money. And if afterwards the money was stolen or lost, you're not Chayiv B'Achor Yusam, you don't have to give other money. So I might think the same applies to Erchin. This teaches you that the money is Chulin until it comes in the hand of the Gizbar. They're not holy until you give it to the treasurer in the Beis HaMikdash, V'Nasan. So it's Mefurish that by Erchin, you're Chayiv Bachrayis. Fractosvis, what's the tushtel? What's the dimyan? What's the comparison between Erchin and Hekdesh? Why would you think there's no chiyah bachrayis in Erchin? If you didn't pay, it's pashut that you owe Hekdesh. What's Erchin? Erchin is Erki Alayim, giving a certain value. Of course, then if they don't get the money, then what good is it? By Hekdesh. So I was poda the Hekdesh. And it's not really that I have a chov now to Hekdesh. I gave this to Hekdesh, and now I was poded, so I'm not chayv b'achrayis. But here I owe the value. What's the b'chlal the havamina to say that I wouldn't have to pay my value to the Beis HaMikdash? I owe my value. Who cares that I lost the money? I owe my value. Calls man shalosh shilem, if I didn't pay, it's pashut that I'm going to be chayiv b'achrayis. So what does Tosin say? Let's see Tosin inside. Tosin says, Tema Beis Hekdesh Mari, what type of Hekdesh are we talking about? Idom Arezeh, if you say Arezeh, this animal, Mari Dinokalach Shinus Chalo Felekdesh Atzmon Yignavonevel and Chai Rechu. So why does it say after it was redeemed, you're not responsible? Even the Hekdesh itself, even before it was redeemed, you're not responsible. El Al Korach Domer Alai. So it must be that what did you say? You said Alai, not Zeh, you said Alai. The Hekdesh itself you'd be responsible for, but now that it's redeemed, you're no longer Chayiv B'Achrayis. Why? Because it was holy, but now it was redeemed, and then the money gets lost, you're no longer Chayiv B'Achrayis. So it says, but if that's true, how do you compare Erchin to Hekdesh and Eschalel? You were chayv this to bring this Hekdesh. Now it's no longer holy. The holiness went on the money, but the Hekdesh is no longer holy, so you're no longer obligated. You're not chayv b'achrayis. But here you obligated yourself to give a certain amount of money. How can you not be chayv b'achrayis? That's Tosis Kasha. So you can be Yashav based on the Tosis that blibes with the Kasha. So we could be miyashev based on the divrei shilta giborim and avodazar daftalad amad alf bedapi arif os alif who brings Rabbeinu Chananel that even though we learn ein makdishim b'shabbos, even though you're not allowed to give ekdish b'shabbos because it's like mekachum memkar hani mili, that's only talking about when you're makdish a specific chayfetz to hekdish. But a person mechayiv himself to a certain amount of money to hekdish, there you can do it on shabbos. That's not mekachum memkar. Mekachum memkar is when you say I'm going to give my car to hekdish, and that's mekachum memkar because it's a car, and then there's how much the car costs. And then it's already like a business transaction. But just obligating yourself to give money to Hekdesh, that's not dummy. Lamekachu memkar. And he brings the kash of the Ran in Shabbos. That it says in the Mishnah, Ein marichim b'Shabbos now to do erchin on Shabbos, and there you're not makdish anything specific. So even in such a case, Chazal asered. Chazal didn't only aser when you were makdish an object, and then the object is going to be redeemed, the money is given to Hekdesh. That's Domel Mekachu Memkar. No, Chazal even asserted Erchin on Shabbos, Ein Marichim Shabbos, it says there in the Mishnah. So how can you say that it only applies to when you were makdish something to the Beis HaMikdash, and not also to a case where you even obligated yourself in a certain amount of money, because it applies even to Erechin, which is a certain amount of money. So answers the Shultai Giborim. No. That even when you say Erko Alai, that's like being Makdish a Kli. Because you're Makdish your goof, and then you're Poda your goof. So you hear the Chiddush, there was even a scream here in the background. You heard the Chiddush of the Shultai Giborim. The Shultai Giborim says that when you're Marich yourself, so when you give your Erech, what you're really doing is you're saying, I'm giving myself to the base of Mikdash, and then you're Poda yourself. So that's like Megal Memgar. That's the case of being Makdish a Kli Adua. Mashenkin, when you're just giving money, that's something else. So that's the Teretz of the Shultai Giborim. So don't bring me a raya from Erechin that if you give a Schum Yadua that it's not allowed on Shabbos. Because Erechin is like giving a Kli, and then it's redeemed. And that's Doma LeMekach U'Memkar. What's the Kli you? And you're redeeming yourself. That's Doma LeMekach U'Memkar, Mashenkin. When you're just giving straight away money, that's cool. That you're allowed to do on Shabbos. That's not Doma, that's not like business, that's like Mekach U'Memkar. So based on this, we give him Yashiv, the Kashiv Tosis. That Tos was correct in Shtelling Tzu between Erechin and Hekdesh, that even by Erechin, there's Kedusha Alad Mitchila. You're holy! We ought to understand. Tos says, I don't understand. How about you compare a person to Hekdesh? When it comes to Hekdesh, this Kli was Hekdesh, and then this Meiser Sheni was Hekdesh, this animal was Hekdesh, and then he's poded on money and he lost the money. So there he's not Chayiv. Because the etzem chayfet that he was makdish is no longer holy, and then just the money he was poded on, that he redeemed it on, that was lost. How can you compare that to Erechin, where you obligate yourself for a certain amount of money to give to the base of mikdash? Avada there, nothing there was redeemed. If you redeem something, then you're no longer obligated when object B upon which it was redeemed, the money upon which it was redeemed, is lost. But by Erechin, you're chayv money straight away. Of course you're chayiv. No! Erechin is the same mechanics as Hekdesh. You're holy, and now you're redeeming yourself. So if that's lost, hava amin, I would have thought, you don't have to pay that to Hekdesh. Kamash malame you do. So it's exactly like Hekdesh. Hekdesh, this object was holy, is mischalel on money, and money is lost, you don't have to give it to the base of Mikdash. So to Erechin, you are holy, you are mischal on the money, you would think you don't have to give it to the Hekdesh, the base of Mikdash, come on, that you do. How totally awesome. Great. So now, we can understand better the Marital Gazi. Marital Gazi, we mentioned earlier, who compares Pigeon Peter Hamor to Pigeon Aben. And he says there's a din hafrash on both. That a din Pigeon Aben is not just a chov. It's a mitzvah fresh of an asina, just like the seh. It's a mitzvah fresh of separating the seh, and then asina, and then giving the seh. They're both two dinim, just like by a seh you have a fresh and asina. So the Pigeon Aben have fresh and asina. Like Shulda Gibram says, there's kedusha on the person, and when you give money, it's like ain't hekain pigeon. It's like redeeming him, it's like redeeming the person. So to the pigeon aben. That the mitzvah of the Torah is to be pulled to the ben. The mitzvah of the Torah to be pulled to the ben, it's mechel on the ben, a chalos hekdesh, he becomes holy. Or at least the Torah says to view him as if he's holy. And the giving the most of the pigeon is in pigeon mamish. It's not just the chov. It's mamish. He is so the atzum of God of an aradmod. That you're redeeming the child. He's holy. And you're redeeming him. And that's this money. So there's a din of hafrasha and a sina. It's not stamacho. It's a mitzvah of hafrasha, like hekdesh. Hafrasha and a sina. Just like by the seh. It's a pigeon aben also. The mitzvah of hafrasha for separating the money, and then a sina, and then redeeming him. Just as we find by the seh. The mitzvah of hafrasha and then a sina. Like hekdesh. It's not just a chov. So based on this, it emerges that the machlok between Chacham and Rabbi Eliezer is whether Gidgen HaPeden HaBidgen HaBen is Stam HaChov or it's a mitzvah fresh in a sinah like Hekdesh. Remember, Rabbi Eliezer compares it to Pidgen Peter Chamor, compares Pidgen Peter Chamor and Pidgen HaBen, then are both Yochai Bachar Yusan. So the Merit Al-Ghazi says, just like we learn from Pidgeon HaBen, that you're also Chai, that you're where you're Chai Bachrayas, so to Pidgeon Petr Chamor, you're Chai Bachrayas, you're Chai in the Sefer died. So you learn the other way also. That just like there's a Din HaFrasha by Pidgeon Petr Chamor, so too there's Din HaFrasha by Pidgeon HaBen. It has a Din of Hektish, Pidgeon HaBen. And Chum say, no, ain't no chayv b'achrayus. It's just a chov ba'alma. It's just an obligation. Now, we learned in the previous year that only when it comes to a chov, you can say l'didi shavali, but not by pidyon hekdesh. Because the Or Samech asked, why don't we say the Didi Shavli, the Gabi Pidgeon Petr Chamor, that a person give a chayfetz to redeem this? You give a seh, or you can even give a chayfetz. You give an object to redeem the seh, but it has to be worth what the seh is worth. It can't be worth less. Kohen can't say the Didi Shavli. Why by Pidgeon HaBen can he say the Didi Shavli? So he made a chiluk that Pidgeon Petr Chamor is like Hekdesh. Because the Petr Chamor is Aser B'Hanah called him Pidyon, like the Rambam says. So it's like Hekdesh. It's not just a Chov. And the Gabe Hekdesh, it has to be worth that amount of money. By a Chov, you can say L'Didi Shavali. But not by Hekdesh. That was the Yisod that we said in the previous year. So according to this Adas Chachamim, the Kohen can taka say L'Didi Shavali Chamei Slime. Because only a Chov. By a Chov, you can say L'Didi Shavali. He doesn't compare it to Pidyon Petr Chamor. Rabbi Eliezer holds like Pidyon Petr Chamor. It has status of Hekdesh. By Hekdesh, you can't say the Didi Shavali. So to hear by Pidyon HaBen, Rabbi Eliezer will hold that you can't say the Didi Shavali. But we can say that's only b'stam adam. That a stam adam, since this object isn't so chashav, he's not misyaker, he's not miskabed with this object, like we see in the Gemara of Kahana, that he needed this sudar, he needed this turban, it made him chashav, so he could say that it's for me, it's worth 5 slime. So there it's not considered the same shavius. It's not considered mamish the same shavius as the 5 slime, because he's a stam adam and he's not miskabeding his chayfetz, and therefore it's not considered to be the same amount of money as the 5 slime. But b'adam chashuv, who's miskabed, is misyaker with his chayfetz, so he makes it like it's 5 slime. So for him, for his purposes, it's mamish worth 5 slime. It's mamish worth the demate pidyon. And even though Pidyon HaBen is a gather of Hekdesh, nevertheless, you could say L'Didi Shavali in such a case, if he's an Adam Chashuv. So again, what do we say? We said that L'Chora, Chacham and Rabbi Eliezer are arguing about if you can say the Didi Shavali. Chachamim say you can say the Didi Shavali by Pidyon HaBen, because Pidyon HaBen is merely a Chov, and by Chov you can say the Didi Shavali. But the Ezer holds that it's Hekdesh, and by Hekdesh you can't say the Didi Shavali. But now we're saying that Rabbi Eliezer holds that's only Stam Adam. A Stam Adam can't say Ladidi Shavali. A Stam Adam can't say Ladidi Shavali by Hekdesh, only by a Chov. But if he's an Adam Chashuv, there, even by Hekdesh, since he's an Adam Chashuv, for him it's really worth five slime. So by a Chov, we're a little more Makil. And he can say Ladidi Shavali, even if he's not an Adam Chashuv. But by Hekdesh, even if he is, if he's an Adam Chashuv, he can say Ladidi Shavali, even by Hekdesh, not only by Chov. Only by Chov, Rabbi Eliezer would hold that an Adam Ragil can't do it. Only by Hekdesh. Again, Rabbi Eliezer will hold that a Kohen can't make it into five slime, but that's only Stam Adam. Stam Adam can't make Hekdesh into five slime. He can only make a Chov into five slime, according to Rabbi Eliezer. But if he's an Adam Chashuv, he can even make Hekdesh into five slime, because for him it's really worth five slime. He's such an Adam Chashuv. This object, this Hamburg hat. Is worth, makes him look so chashuv for his position that it's worth the five slime mamish. So even though Rabbi Eliezer holds that it's a gedder pidyon haben, it's a gedder hekdesh, he can still say ladidi shavali, because for him it's mamish worth five slime. Normally you can't, but if he's an adam chashuv, he can. So now we can understand the Rambam. We can say that our sugya is Bidas Rabbi Eliezer. He's machshiv pidyon haben like Hekdesh. Since he's machshiv like Hekdesh, he says, listen, if it was a chov, you could say ladidi shavali, no matter what. But since it's Hekdesh, only an adam chashuv, only for him, because for him it's really worth this amount of money. If he's an adam ragil, it's not really worth this amount of money, he's just saying that it is. So there will be mekel by a chov, but not by Hekdesh. But by Hekdesh, only if you're an Adam Chashuv, and this is really important for you, really miskabed in this object, you can say the Didi Shavali. And that's our sugya. Our sugya, that's a mechalik between Adam Chashuv and regular person. Because our sugya is holding that Pidyon HaBen is Hekdesh, and you have to be mechalik between a regular person and an Adam Chashuv. And so our sugya is going like Rabbi Eliezer. So that's why the Gemara says here, only Adam Chashuv. But who do we paskin like? The Rambam paskins like the Chachamim. Rambam is bikurim beger beis halacha. Hey, they hold that pidyon haben is a piron chov. Oh, a piron chov. It's just paying back a debt. Anybody could say ladidi shavali. And that's why the Rambam is a mechalek between an adam chashuv and adam ragil. Because if you hold that it's a chov like the Chachamim hold, there's no difference. As we saw when we explained that we answered the Kashi Lior Samech, that we are Mechalek, but why by Pidyon Peter Chamor can you not say Ladidi Shavali? Because that's Hekdesh. By Pidyon Aben, which is a Chov, there you can see Ladidi Shavali. Who can say Ladidi Shavali? Anybody! And that's why the Rama Paskin is that way, because the Rama Paskin is like the Chachamim. Gevaldik. Okay, Baruch Hashem, we learned the Gishmak Sugya, but there's a lot more to say. Shbizachem et Hashem lom olam lishmul last kindness called with Talmud Torah so be a havo. Amen. Be amen. Shalom. Shalom. Sweetest, most beloved friend.